Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أول عوض الحليم من حلمه أن الناس أنصاره على الجهل.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "The first reward the exerciser of forbearance gets is that people become his helpers against the ignorant."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there was a time in the history of Islam and the history of the Muslims when Imam Ali alayhi salam became the caliph of the Muslim Ummah. And so when Imam Ali alayhi salam became the caliph of the Muslim Ummah, of course he began to engage in certain reformations within the governmental system of the Muslims. Now, of course, the previous administrations within the Muslim Ummah, they had their own, I guess, policies, whether they were domestic or international policies. And sometimes those domestic and international policies were not exactly in line with the pure Muhammadan Islam and the Islam of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so when Imam Ali alayhi salam came to the helm, of course, we find that he engaged in these various very deep, very far-reaching reformations in order to bring the Muslim Ummah and the Muslims and this governmental system back in line with the pure Muhammadan Islam. Now, as Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to do this, of course, he had a lot of opposition because people had become very comfortable with the lifestyle and the status that they had attained in previous administrations that had went by. So by the time they got to Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were, you could very well say, addicted to these special privileges that they had been receiving for decades. And of course, these were privileges that were not based on some kind of a Islamic gauge or Islamic measure. For example, taqwa, or for example, even though what's interesting is that just because an individual has more taqwa, that does not mean that they should receive more stipend than other people. Yes, the value that is given to an individual that has more taqwa is definitely there, and that individual is revered more because of their closeness to the Almighty Allah. But when we're talking about the special privileges that were handed out in previous administrations, we're talking about wealth and property and these kind of very material objects that were given, and they were not given on the base of piety and being God-fearing and being close to the Almighty Allah. They were given to them based upon tribal affiliation or based upon, you know, familial. They were family members, they were kin, they were kith of certain individuals, or for example, they were supporters of an individual. Whereas Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he came to the helm, he completely changed all of this. The wealth and the property was distributed equally, regardless of color, regardless of nationality. So if you were darker colored skin or you were lighter colored skin, that did not make a difference in how much stipend you would get, whether you were an Arab or a non-Arab, whether you were a Persian or a non-Persian, the stipend was not different for these people. Whether you were poor or you were rich, whether you were from a famous family or from a not very famous family or a tribe or etc. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he faced a lot of opposition because of this by the forces that were in opposition to this kind of a lifestyle or this kind of a thinking or this pure Muhammadan Islam. And so as a last note, even in the present day, we find that the Islamic Republic of Iran, to the best of its ability and to the capacity that it can at this point in time in history, is trying to be able to promote truth and justice and equity and fairness in all the various dimensions of life. And because of that, they have incurred the enmity and the wrath of powers who are in opposition to this pure Muhammadan Islam. A beautiful and comprehensive and profound lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Ali is one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, look at his status, accepted by all Muslims as Waliyul Awliya, even though he was the prime target of the Umayyad propaganda for more than half a century. Children grew up and became old. Generations grew up, every Friday khutbah they would hear bad things about Ali. A bid'ah started by Muawiyah. continued for more than 50 years. But at the end, nobody remembers Muawiyah that way. They still remember him as Waliul Awliya when it comes to Ali. And this is where we come to realize, you know, that he indeed is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sufis around the world, and they are from the Sunni background, they have this tradition of following a sheikh or a peer or a murshid, a spiritual master of their own time. And these all different silsilas and fraternities of the Sufis around the world, they have their chain of mashayikh, their spiritual masters from one generation to the one before them, all the way going back to the early days of Islam. What is amazing that all the silsilas and groups of the Sufis around the world, if you trace the chain of the master and disciples, going from this generation to one before, through centuries to the early days of Islam, you will see that all of them reached to a point of unity where the supreme spiritual master for all of them is none other than Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And why should it not be so? Because he is the gate to the seat of knowledge. You can't be spiritual without knowledge. The Prophet in another hadith says, "Ana darul hikmah," I am the house of wisdom. The door to that house is Ali. If you're looking for prophetic knowledge, you have to go through Ali. If you're looking for prophetic wisdom, you have to go through Ali. The Prophet says to Ali, "Anta minni wa ana minka." You are from me and I am from you. In another hadith he says, "O Ali, me and you are from min nurin wahid." And so when we look at that, this is where we realize that the enemies can do whatever they want. They tried their best to tarnish the image of Ali bin Abi Talib, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. When he wants to keep the light, you know, on, it will be always shining, even though the enemies may do whatever they want.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.